words, Black Lives Matter. 500 words. The biggest children's writing competition on the planet. We know, because some very clever people at the Oxford University Press have told us that 500 words is the best indicator of what British kids are thinking about year on year. Trump led the charge back in 2017. Then it was plastic and the environment, with COVID featuring this year, even though it only came to light in the final couple of weeks of the main competition back in February. Our 500 words, Black Lives Matter special, however, has been a game changer. First of all, it was conceived, executed, and won all within the space of 4 weeks. Secondly, it is the first 500 words where we've requested the nation's 5 to 13-year-olds to write around a given theme. As always, they didn't disappoint. What follows is an amazing and profound collection of some of our favourites. Be prepared to laugh, sigh, and cry. Good luck, and you might want to keep a tissue or two handy. Thank you for supporting this and future 500 words events by buying this book.
When Chris first asked me to be involved in his spin-off of the 500 words competition, I didn't know just how much it would be embraced by young people across the UK. What I did know was I wanted to give those people a voice and an opportunity to share their thoughts and feelings about Black Lives Matter and the wider issue of systemic racism. The result is this incredible collection of stories, poems, and essays. They're honest, thought-provoking, and emotional. Chairing the judging panel was a real honour, as I got to see for myself the incredible variety and high quality of writing we received, which made the judges' decision so difficult. Racism isn't going to stop overnight, but by everyone talking about it openly and recognising there is a problem, we can move in the right direction. I'd like to thank all the schools who supported this competition, and of course all the young people who took part, sharing their personal understanding about this important issue.
2020 will always be a year I remember for many reasons, and I think others will feel the same. One thing that struck me was how much I missed and loved people, my friends, and even having general contact with strangers. So when it was highlighted that there was still so much division in the world, brought to the forefront of the news by the death of George Floyd, it hit me hard. Being part of 500 Words Black Lives Matter was incredibly important to allow our younger generation an outlet for them to vocalise their thoughts and stories on this global issue of racism using the power of words. Now we can look to the phrase out of the mouths of babes to understand often it's our young people that bring wisdom and clarity in difficult situations, and they didn't disappoint. Thank you to all those who engaged with the project. Thank you to all those who messaged me about it. And thank you to those who love unconditionally. We will get there.
The head judges. There were almost 6,000 stories submitted to 500 Words, Black Lives Matter. A team of public judges, made up of teachers and librarians, read and marked all the entries. The top 2,500 stories were professionally read by the reading agency, who suggested the top 16 entries to the judging panel. The judging panel, consisting of Angelica Bell, Michael Underwood, and head judges Mallory Blackman, Frank Cottrell Boyce, Francesca Simon, and Charlie Hitchson, chose the top 8 stories, and from those, one winner in each age category. Mallory Blackman. Former children's laureate and author of over 60 books, Mallory Blackman is best known for her YA book series, Noughts and Crosses. Frank Cottrell Boyce. Carnegie Medal winner Frank Cottrell Boyce is the author of many critically acclaimed children's books, including Sputnik's Guide to Life. Francesca Simon, creator of Horrid Henry, Francesca Simon is the author of over 50 books. One of her stories, The Monstrous Child, was even turned into an opera. Charlie Hitchson, screenwriter, actor, and children's author, Charlie Hitchson is best known as the author of The Young Bond and Enemy book series.
These stories are from the 5 to 9 age group and are read by David Tennant, James Heffer, Amanda Abingdon, Stephen Graham, Gugu Mbatha-Raw, Angelica Bell, Vivian Achampong, and Jude Owusu.
I Feel Out of Control by Sarah de Jong.